This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Attention, slaves to entertainment. The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what the basic premise is. About 11 months back, I've heard, I fell through a magical dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a bit of a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, probably through that same dimensional rift that I fell through, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, here in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, my boon companions, Chunt the Shapeshifter.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hey, how you doing, Chunt?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, do you mind if I ask you something kind of personal?
I do.
Oh, okay. My other
Rebellious Boundus.
What? Ah.
I am Usador.
No.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius. Master of light
I'm
and shadow.
I'm supposed to get away from you when you say this.
Master of lights. Devourer of chaos. Champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyaluk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. Can you hear me now? Their names so secret and so powerful.
You're really dragging this out.
That if you ever did speak them, he would cause such great wanton destruction and death that ne'er would survive the outcome of their utterance.
What were you going to ask me?
Well, can you unmagically
No,
find...
don't let him sit there for a minute. What
All
were you
right.
going to ask me? Just in case
well,
I don't
John,
like this
I was
going
to check in with you. I know that like a couple weeks ago you mentioned that your girlfriend, the cockroach, died.
Yeah.
And I was just going to see how you're doing. Is there anything you need?
Yes, Chunt, is there anything you need?
I mean, I don't know, just be nice to me.
Okay, you're a good friend.
Oh, no, I know what I need. I need you to come to Chunt's night.
Oh, boy.
Need you to come to Chunt's night, and I need you to perform at Chunt's night.
Perform at Chunt's night?
That's the only thing that will help me out.
This is so stupid. Just go.
Okay, I will go. I'll come up with something to do. Some
Usador, make him before you
All right.
make a magical contract, make him sign it.
Ah, yes, well here. I've got a magical contract in my pocket already. I don't need to make it. There,
and you have to sign in your blood.
In my blood?
Yeah.
I've got some of your blood here too. I walk around with this now.
Or an ink or blood.
How much of my blood did you take that one time?
Plenty. Here. Sign this with your own blood.
All right, fine. I will prefer... To
initial here.
Okay.
Initial here.
Yeah.
Okay. Three initials on this page.
This is a lot.
sign again here.
I'm sure I should probably read all of this.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's just like an iTunes
date
thing.
It here.
Yep. I don't even know what the date is. I'll just put some numbers. It doesn't illegitimize the contract if I have the date wrong, does it? I always wondered that about contracts. Like, how important is the date? Like, if I accidentally put the date wrong.
Is this a comedy you're going to be doing at Chunt's Night?
Hey, people, what's the deal with contracts?
Oh, no, thanks.
And one more thing. Just put your Foonish security number here.
I don't have a Foonish security number. I'm only just now a citizen. Foon.
That number's on your certificate of citizenry.
Oh, boy. I got to find that.
You don't have it?
No, I thought it was like, I am a citizen.
What if
now.
You get on a cart and one
of... Okay, I'll find them. I'll find them. I'm sure it's...
Papers, please.
Take this with you.
Thank you.
Fill it out and get it back to me.
Thank you. All right.
And thank you for agreeing to do Chunt's Night. That was a binding contract.
I will do Chunt's Night in support of you as a friend.
And trust me, you don't want to go back on your word because that... It's a magical contract, and
I'm going to have to read that.
You'll be inside out if you don't...
Inside out?
Yep. How do you think Mike became what he is?
Oh, Mike is an... open Mike is an inside out?
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Okay. Well, Chunt, I just want you to know I'm here for you, buddy. And
I know
it can be tough when...
Can we get to the guests this week? I'm so excited.
No, okay.
Week.
Yeah. Actually...
It's kind of a big deal.
Yes, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, you guys said you had a surprise guest for me.
Oh, boy. Well, Arnold, let me introduce to you... That's a great point. It is Arnie, isn't
it?
It
is Arnie, yeah.
Yeah.
Arnie?
Yes.
I've
never heard you say my name like that.
Then you haven't been paying attention. Arnie, I would like to introduce you to Arnor.
Hello.
Whoa! Holy shit.
Got you good din, Arnie.
Yeah.
Isn't he huge?
He is huge. Look at that guy.
You're much smaller than I expected.
Yeah, and I'm not small.
It's a different sort of large.
Yeah.
Well, are we going to do this or what?
What?
Are we going to fight or what?
Wait, are we going to fight?
Oh, yes.
Fight. Muscles versus fat.
No. Look, okay, hey. So I've heard some tales.
You have?
Arnor the Great, Arnor the Warrior.
Yeah.
The most famous warrior in all of Foon.
Well, apparently second most famous from what I'm hearing. There's a man with a shorter name than mine.
Oh, that's right. I heard something about shortening names.
In order to shorten your name from Arnor to Arnie, you have to complete twice as many tasks as the great warrior Arnor, and he has completed 38 great tasks.
I was working on my 39th in McShingleshane Forest.
Which is real close by.
Oh, yes. I was hunting the wild boar of McShingleshane Forest.
Oh.
I took some respite at a nearby campfire with some woodsmen who told me the tale of Arnie, who every night drank his full of ale at the...
Vermilion Minotaur?
That's right.
Yeah.
The Vermilion Minotaur.
You're new in this area. That's
yes.
Nice.
Bragged about his feats, welcomed people to his table...
His
told
fists,
him his tails all the time.
His fists are clenched so tight they're dripping blood.
No, holy.
I'm going to ruin you.
But, hey, look, I meant no offense. My name just happens to be shorter than yours and sounds a little similar to yours.
Well, you must have done like 76 great feats.
Yes, list them.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I will, but I would love to hear a little bit more about your 38 feats.
You want to know about me?
Yeah, I do.
We all
very
know
much.
About you.
Everyone around Hogsface is always talking about the great Arnor.
Go on.
And how he's like the greatest hero in all of Foon, a land of heroes and villains. Like, you are apparently one of the heroes that people love the most.
It often comes up because Arnold introduces himself and says, "I am Arnie," and they go, "Wow, Arnor, you don't look anything like what I expected." They're so disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as am I. But I'll tell you about my feats. Sure.
Yes,
sure.
Please do. Yeah.
Well, my first feat, I was... But a lad of 7 years old.
Wow. I love this story.
Yes. I am the child of the Sky God, Bruce.
Sky God?
Yes. Bruce, the Sky God, my father, made a deal with a memory goblin to exchange powers for 1 hour. And so he took on the likeness of Albane Belleroth.
Wow.
He descended to the northeast, where he consummated for an passionate hour with Queen Titania.
What a lucky guy.
And in that adulterous consummation was born me.
Wow.
The demigod, Arnor.
Demigod. He's so cool. Look at his hair. He's so cool.
That is great hair. There's like no hair products in this world, and your hair still looks great.
Ah, the blood of the Bornean bear is what styles my hair.
Ooh.
And I wear his steel teeth about my neck even now.
Yes, the steel teeth of the Bornean bear are not something to mess with.
Yeah. Could I get some of that blood? My hair is in a rough place.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make sure you see a lot of blood in a minute, buddy.
Okay.
Damn.
Damn is right. Okay, so you're 6 years old.
Yes,
Seven. Sorry, I'm not great with math.
And he was seven. He's not seven now.
There's something you should know about Arnie. He doesn't really do math.
Oh.
He doesn't. Numbers seem to, like, confuse him. Even just naming the correct number seems to utterly baffle him on a weekly basis. Right?
Yeah.
All right, fair.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad would read me your adventures, and I had an Arnor shirt I used to wear around the house.
Really?
Like, if I was, like, lounging around the house, I had an Arnor shirt.
Come on.
I actually brought it. Would you mind signing it? I'm just the biggest. I mean, no.
You don't mind if I, like, dip my quill in my hair, get a little sided with some Bornean blood?
Even better. That would be amazing.
Bornean bear blood?
That would be amazing.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I have a chunt. Is it with a U? U?
Mm-hmm.
Chunt?
Whatever you want, sir.
All right. Keep it real.
Keep it real.
That's his thing, he said.
Wow.
Keep it real.
After every feat he completes, he says, keep it real to the dead enemy at his feet.
Wow.
With love? Arnor. Wow.
Man, with love. He loves me.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Arnor, do you get... you probably get approached all the time. Like, does it get tiring having... You know, people fawning over you constantly?
You know, it's funny, you'd think I'd get approached more, but I'm usually so busy accomplishing some sort of daring feat that people don't dare get near me.
Yeah. They're like, if you're fighting a monster, people are like, I'd love to meet him, but I don't want to get close to that thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't you kill the hesitant Cyclops?
That's right, yeah.
Ooh.
The Howling Wolf.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I killed the three-headed cur of the Caves of Nun.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the Caves of Nun.
Yes.
I'd like to hear more about the Caves of Nun.
Yes. Let me tell you about my first great feat when I was 7 years old.
Wow, seven.
My mother Titania, fearing for my life, set me without the walls of the palace. And so, as a boy, I had to scrounge for food.
Wow, at seven.
7 years old. I was regularly food or fighting out of season just to get a meal when I knocked on the door of a Fingarian dinner party.
Ooh, Fingarians, they're tough.
Yes. Of course, the Fingarians will never give food when they're given the option to fight. And so there I was, as a 7-year-old boy, facing a dozen angry Fingarians. I filled my belly on their warm flesh.
Whoa! Wow. Killed them and ate them.
That's right.
At seven.
Yes.
Gotta be hard for a kid.
Oh, well.
He is keeping it real.
I mean, on the one hand, that's like the first step towards a lifetime of real, like, epic heroics. Mm. But it's also like, it's gotta be hard on a kid.
Well, sure, it was tough for a while, but little did I know, those Fingarians' dinner party conversation was the assassination of King Belleroth.
Oh.
When he heard what I had done, he embraced me as his own son. Forgave his wife Titania for the affair she had with my father Bruce.
Yeah.
And now I fight for the honor of my adopted father, King Belleroth.
That's great. Although, to be honest, Belleroth seems to be cuckolded a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Nightly, I think nightly, yeah.
I think that thing's open. Do you talk to Bruce much?
Yeah, how's Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce!
He's not much of a talker. But every once in a while, just to feel close to him, I'll go stand in the firestorms of
Vishtosh.
Vishtosh, yes. Yeah. I'll go stand outside during Vishtosh and just feel his firestorms raining down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Dad's I feel
right.
close to Dad.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, the Sky God Bruce is critical to the season of Vishtosh.
Uh-huh.
Many celebrations around Foon happen during Vishtosh in honor of Bruce.
Yeah.
And Arnor is often the master of ceremonies at said festivals.
Yes, it's right.
And a lot of times, like, during the fire season, people will hold up little pieces of the fire, and they'll say, in honor of Bruce, Bruce, they'll say, Bruce. And a lot of people think, there's this weird thing where people think that people are booing him.
Uh-huh.
And it's not booing him. They're saying, Bruce. Yeah.
He's the boss.
He's sort of, yes, he's the boss of Vishosh.
Oh, wow.
Yes, for certainly.
Well, he lives on Thunder Road, right?
Oh, wow.
Now, Arnor.
Yes.
I must let you know. Mm. I'm sure you've heard of Arnie, and I'm sure that you are angry at him for taking a shorter name. But you must understand, he is from a different world than ours, where their customs are different.
Well, do you have double my great feats on your world, Arnie?
No, I mean, look at him. Come on.
No,
I've only heard of one of your feats.
What's one of my feats?
Leaving behind your wife and child.
Oh, damn.
Well,
part
you know,
two.
On Foon, that's a shameful feat.
It's a shameful.
That's worth like -5 feats right there.
Oh man, I'm really behind on feats. Although, hey, well, first of all, that is a shameful thing. Accidental, in my defense, accidental. But you know what is a feat? Here's one. Here's a plus in my feat column. Traveled between dimensions. That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So
you're you're at -4.
And I'll all right. So I'm at -4 feats. So here's
somebody else keep track because I don't trust him to keep numbers.
Oh, that's true.
I'll write it down. You're at -4.
I'm at -4, and I have to get 78 feats.
Well, you have to have double my 38 feats in order to have a shorter name than me.
Then, so that would be 82 feats.
Okay, I just gotta trust you,
Betty. Right around in that neighborhood.
Cool. Why don't you finish?
76 with a -5 puts you at 81.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've traveled between worlds, so now you're at 80. You just have 80.
I have to get 80 feats.
Yes, 80 great feats of daring and strength.
And do 100 just to give yourself a little bit of a buffer.
Just even it out to a nice, simple century.
How about for the first one, you finish the sit up you attempted last week?
I finished the sit up. I mean, are the feats like on a scale of like how hard they are for the individual?
No, it's just whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, here's one of my other feats. I have a daughter. Like, okay, let's ignore the fact that I have accidentally fell through dimensional portal and have you know, not been able to see my daughter in almost a year, but I did bring life into this world or into a different world. That's come on, give me that one.
So Arnor killed the hesitant Cyclops,
mm-hmm.
And you
had a daughter.
Had sex.
Yeah.
Equal, I'd say equal.
I had sex with consequences. I don't mean that pejoratively.
That does not sound good the way you said it.
Speaking of consequences, John, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you had sex with a demigod, would you become a demigod?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know? If we had a four-way on this table right now, would you be like part wizard, part demigod, part chump?
Oh,
yeah, whatever you want. I'd be whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's take a quick break. I'm going to think about things that I've accomplished. We're going to get some drinks. Arnor and I, we're gonna hash this out. I believe in us.
Oh, we're gonna hash it out?
Let's
My
just
My blade is ready.
This is Otak Barleyfoot of the Vermilion Minotaur, here to give you your rumor of the week. There is a rumor going around that Gavin Dildohammer, dwarven bottler, is currently setting sail for Migas with a woman who's not his by-law wife. So, yeah, scandalous. If you'd like another rumor, please come down to the Vermilion Minotaur, purchase an ale or any other fine beverage, and a rumor will come free with it. The Vermilion Minotaur, right on the Every Road at the base of McShingleshane Forest.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
And we're back.
Look, Arnor, I'm never going to have enough feats to double your feats.
Well, then lengthen your name again.
So wait, the only way I could walk away from this without getting the living crap beaten out of me is to permanently go by Arnold?
Stop calling yourself Arnie.
Or remove one of the unnecessary knees and be Arnie Camp.
Hey, yeah, that's right. I've got a full name, though. Arnie Niekamp. That's longer. I mean, should I just always go by my full name?
Well, my full name is Arnor the Warrior.
Arnor the Warrior.
That's right.
That's what they named him when he was born.
Yes.
Not a lot of choices in this man's life. Think about that for a moment.
They really painted him into a corner.
Yeah,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew what I was.
Now, Arnor.
Yeah. Yes, Wayne, it's good to see you again, by the way.
It is good to see you as well. I know I've asked you before. But would you be willing to join me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
Guess, Wayness, I would like nothing more.
Yes.
After I finish my 39th feat of killing the wild boar of McShingle Shane Forest.
It's just that I asked after, like, the 32nd feat. And you're like, well, I've got the 31, 33rd
yeah,
one to
sure,
do.
Yeah, sure, sure, yeah. Just get in touch with me, you know, after I do the 39th.
Okay.
We'll see where I'm at.
Yeah, I'll just see
so
where you're
like, there has to be, like, a window. Like, how much do you take a break between feats?
I'm usually kind of planning my next feat while I'm doing the one before it.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Because it's like, you just, you know, the way I live, it's different than a normal job. You know, I just kind of gig to gig, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure, yeah.
So you kind of have to line up your next gig, you know, while you're doing this other gig. Because you never know what's going to come next.
Yeah, you don't know when the feats are going to stop, so you've got to get them in while you got, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. What is the most feats in the all history of Foon that anyone has accomplished?
I mean,
38
by Arnor.
Wow, you got the record.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was going to rip your head off.
Holy cow. Usador, how many feats do you have?
Upwards of 4.
How am I going to have 80? All right, I do have another one, though. I defeated a soul walker.
That's right. You did.
We defeated a soul
we
walker.
We defeated a soul walker, but
it was mostly my rock.
I actively erased the thing on his forehead. I mean, I defeated him too soon. We could have gotten more information out of him.
That counts. Yeah, that's huge.
Counts.
You're -3. You're -3.
That is huge. All right.
Why did you mention you had sex before you defeated a soul walker?
That's a good point.
I was like, what are my feats? Well, I had sex once.
Yeah. That's always the first one in my
book. How many times a day do you have sex, Arnor?
It's hard to count.
It is hard to count. Yeah. Arnold would agree.
That's true. Arnor, do you have any children? Because you've had,
that's
by all
the one
accounts,
question you shouldn't ask, Arnor. That's the one thing you shouldn't ask, Arnor.
I don't believe it.
Because you've had a lot of sex.
He fires blanks.
Oh.
The one injury I've endured when I fought the flesh-eating buzzards of Skyr. They did peck at my flesh. Just one part of it.
Ooh.
And they left their mark.
Balls?
You look at your guest in the face and you say, balls?
I mean, I don't believe this guy.
It's just rude.
Do you believe this guy? Does anybody believe that? Let's go outside and hash it out.
No, no.
Let's go hash it.
It wouldn't be any fun for you, Arnor, right? Like, look at me. You can beat the shit out of me.
I don't know, can I? You had a baby.
Look. Okay. Okay. I just got to get to 80 feet. Where am I at
You're
now?
You're negative 3. Because you defeated a Soulwalker. You started at negative 5. You defeated a Soulwalker and you had a daughter. Only one daughter.
I killed a flower?
Negative
no,
2.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
that's
didn't.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, she's back. Man, it's hard.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for, like, getting your feet's stats up?
You probably should start with some crunches or something.
Crunches, I know. More crunches. Hey, I'm up to 4 crunches
crunch
every morning.
Time.
Usador, can you, I know I don't want to annoy you. Can you make a tiny horse with a top hat?
Oh, no, that's not annoying at all.
Maybe you just break its neck or something, like you kill a tiny horse?
No. But would my act of mercy in not killing it be considered a feat? Do feats have to be violent?
No.
I.
We counted you having a daughter.
Yeah.
I rebuilt the bridges of Greatex in one day.
One day?
That was my feat.
Wow.
Yeah, just pushed over some trees.
He freed the slaves of Tarenth.
Uh-huh.
By going and sternly talking to the emperor there.
That wasn't violence. That was just eloquence and negotiation.
Exactly. Have you freed any slaves?
No.
Okay.
I directed a video game.
A what?
What?
A video game. It's mildly popular on my world.
I don't want you to talk about Earth stuff. I am going to broker a peace here.
Oh, all right. Please.
I understand that we must defeat the Dark Lord. And in order to do that, I must gather the best and the strongest and the brightest. Arnor, that includes you, the great warrior. And Arnie Niekamp.
Mm-hmm.
That includes you, this traveler from another world. Only together can we defeat the darkness that is ever encroaching upon us, threatening to destroy life as we know it. For if it is allowed to go on without anyone to question it, to keep it in check, surely we shall all die at its hands.
And me too.
And Chunt. Don't forget Chunt.
I can help.
Of course you can, Chunt. So I ask you, for the sake of all of Foon, to make some peace with one another.
How about this? Would you consider an extension of time? Just give me a little time to build up my resume, and if I can't in like half a year, then we'll figure this out then.
Oh, perfect. I have a magical extension form here in my...
Oh, no.
Yeah, just... Is that all right with you?
Do you mind if it's signed in Bornean bear blood
no,
for my hair?
Here, you sign right here.
All right.
And then Arnold, you sign right here.
Okay.
And then initial here.
Why does my... His doesn't have initials.
Shut up. Initial here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then there's okay. 2 initials on this page.
Yeah.
Date that.
I don't...
Just put the date, whatever it is.
Let's just assume
is the date. Is that today's date?
I don't know.
Yes, that is today's
that's
date.
That's a big deal if it's not today's date.
Today is January
really?
3rd.
Yeah, that's right. All right, good.
Yes, here we go. So there, initial there.
Okay.
Initial there.
Mm-hmm.
Initial there.
Mm-hmm.
Do backwards initials here.
Okay.
And then spit on it right there.
You want that?
Do you want me to kill you right
no,
now?
No, okay.
Do you want a 6-month extension?
Oh, that's the weirdest sound I've ever made.
It's terrible.
I just don't. I'm a little. You've really like. I'm terrified, so I'm real dry. Okay.
It is done.
In 6 months.
You have been granted an extension.
I will return. And if you have not doubled my feats, I will rip your head from your body.
Yeah.
If you could do that during Chunt's night, I mean, ticket sales would be through the roof. Think about it. Sleep on it.
Awesome. Cool, man.
So, Arnor, I really appreciate you giving me a time extension. And I think I can, in a half year's time, build up my feats, or maybe have figured out a way to get back to Earth, and we can don't have to worry about this at all.
No, just a heads up, my feats are going to be up too by then, so you better throw on.
What is your like time
extras.
Defeat ratio generally?
I generally 1 or 2 a month. You know what I mean?
1 or 2 a month.
1 or 2 a month. Yeah.
There must have been a span of time. How old are you? I don't think I could figure the math
that's
out on
a,
this.
That's
one.
Not an appropriate question okay. for a warrior.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Fair balls.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And we'll figure this, we'll hash this out in half a year's time.
I mean, your feet sticking your foot in your mouth.
That's true.
That is true.
Part three.
Can I take that one?
Yeah.
No.
No, oh, damn it.
Can I ask you something real quick? When those vultures pecked at you, mm-hmm. and I'm so sorry to bring that up.
Yeah, thank you for being vague, though.
Yes. Did that count as a negative feat? Did you have a higher?
Oh no, that's an extra feat. You know, because awesome. I took it.
The survival, yes. He withstood such a terrible torture and came out on the other end, a warrior and a champion.
That's a big deal,
that's
man.
That's true. Yeah,
you got to get something for that.
And if I understand what happened, it's also a feat that you're able to continue to have sex. You can't have kids. But
who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this guy for real?
Nobody. Honestly, nobody.
Appropriate conversation.
Fair enough.
Let's read some emails here. I have, you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Here's an email from Allison Smith. Allison says, she wrote Hoobastank in the.
Oh, great. Yeah.
You said it's called the subject line?
Yes.
Great. She says, I think you should stop being such a bitch to Arnie.
Ooh.
Wow.
Damn.
He's a sweet man, and it just feels like you don't value him as a friend. Take it from me, good friends are hard to find, and you shouldn't push him away because you're scared of getting hurt.
Thank you, Allison Smith, and it sounds like there's some backstory.
You're interrupting my email.
Sorry.
I bet you worry that someday he's going to find his way home and leave you, but all the more reason to make the most of the time you have together. Also, you can tell him that if his wife has moved on, I'd love to maybe get a drink with him. I'm a chubby chaser, and you know nothing ventured, nothing gained. What's a chubby chaser?
Oh, thank you, Allison. A chubby chaser on my world is someone that is into people of more ample stature.
Ah,
people,
that works out wonderfully for you.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Wow. Are you still a big fan of Allison Smith?
Allison. Allison, I hope that there's a subtext of sadness in your email, and I hope everything is okay with you.
Allison, thank you very much for your email, and we wish you the best.
And also, Chunt. Look, if you're worried about me leaving this world and us not being friends, you know, if I do leave this world, I want you to come with me. Come to Earth. You'll love it.
I
want us to be buddies in this world or the next world. We'll figure something out.
Yeah,
I'm not going to abandon you.
Okay. Thank you.
But you're just going to leave me here.
But I am going to leave you, Sator.
You sons of bitches.
I'll read one more email here. This is from Helena Catherine Schaefer. She writes, is this real? And then she says, hey, Chunt, you seem like a cool guy. What was the worst part about having that freeloader living with you? I assume she means.
I think she means you. Me, the chubby.
You know what? I'm not gonna indulge that because.
All right.
I feel like we've set a new foundation for friendship, and I'll say that you're not a freeloader. It was wonderful having you living with me, and if you want to come back, I just ask that you clean up after yourself, pay rent, and don't.
I'm doing pretty good staying here at the Vermilion Minotaur.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's see what emails I got. If you want to email me, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It is a real email address. This one doesn't have a name signed to it, but it says, you are constantly correcting Chunt and Usador that your name is Arnie and not Arnold. Oh, this is very appropriate. Is Arnie and not Arnold, but you are always interrupting Usador and making fun of his name. Maybe you
Good point.
It is a good point. Maybe you could come to a compromise where if you stop being a dick and making fun of Usador, those guys will stop calling you Arnold.
Probably not.
Probably not?
No, I'm going to do whatever I want.
How about this? We've dealt with names and the consequences real heavily today, and I feel like I've learned an important lesson. Also, I can't think of a new funny thing to say during your name.
Did you think of one to begin with?
One, I thought of one funny one and one not so funny one.
Okay.
If I stop interrupting your name at the beginning, will you refer to me as Arnie?
I wrote this contract up months ago. Yes. Fine. It is agreed.
All right. So sign here.
All right.
Initials over here.
Arnor, have you ever chased a chubby?
No, it's going to take me a long time to do these initials.
No, I'm still not sure what that means.
Yeah. With chubby chaser. You chase a chubby?
If the thing that you're into is sort of people that are maybe have a little more meat on their bones.
Mm-hmm.
And so people...
Arnor has a ton of meat on his bones. Yeah. Is he chubby then?
Yeah, I got a lot of meat.
No, you
have all those
like
muscles. Is he chubby?
No, it's more just like overweight.
There's so much meat on those Fingarians. Were they? Would they count?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so you did.
So am I.
You're a chubby chaser.
I still can't get over a 7-year-old child just killing all those people and eating them. That's
they wanted to fight.
I feel like that must
your have... food are fighting. I mean, that's a big deal as a kid, you know?
Yeah. Food or fight.
Yeah, food
N-E-
or fight.
N-E-A-G-M.
Okay, now initially here. All right, this is going to keep him busy for a while. I think I found a new thing to keep Usador really busy. Okay, one more email. Arnie, great to see you and Sarah at Thanksgiving. What? This is from my brother-in-law, Matt Cordania, who emailed us recently. Arnie, great to see you and Sarah at Thanksgiving. Congrats on the new fitness regimen. I hardly recognize you. Thanks for explaining the podcast is definitely not real. I was worried. See you at Christmas, Matt Cordania. This is definitely my brother-in-law's email address.
Did you meet up with Sarah at some point?
No.
Oh, then it's a new guy, and it sounds like he's better built than you.
I mean, either this is a joke, or there is, like...
It's probably just a doppelganger that's taking your place in the other world. No big deal. You can move on now. N-E-A-G-M.
Oh, it's initial there.
Okay.
And, yeah, the part that makes me real suspicious is the new fitness regime.
That also makes me suspicious. It's me definitely not you.
All right. Well, Matt, I'm sorry. I also missed Christmas. Email me. Let me know what's going on. This guy is an imposter.
He did email you.
Now email me again. Oh.
It seems pretty clear what's going on. A memory gremlin has snuck into Earth and is fucking your wife.
H.
No.
And who knows how many feats he's making right now.
N-E-A-G.
He might have made a daughter.
Oh, boy. All right, and then initial there.
Oh, my, U-W.
Having trouble remembering them all?
Shut up.
It's funny. The stronger I get, the stronger my urge to tell you that none of that really happened. No, it was just some human actors avoiding commitment and obligation by role-playing with their adult friends. Chunt was played with barely suppressed rage by Adol Rafai. What's wrong, Adol? All your flannel at the dry cleaners? Usador the Blue was played with barely suppressed acting by Matt Young. Arnor the Great was played by special guest Blaine Swen. Blaine is the founder and director of the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Learn more about their fully improvised plays in Elizabethan style at improvisedshakespeare.com. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Baer. Craig, that's enough. Are you ready to take over with the rest?
Sure thing. I think I'm starting to get pretty good at this part.
Sing it. Sing it for me, Craig. Sing the rest of the information.
Wait, what?
Oh, I am serious. I am deadly serious.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, yes. And Ryan DeGiorgie. This episode edited
Good.
By Evan Jacover.
Better.
Music by Andy Higher. Poland. Logo
yes.
by Allard
LeBond.
Visit us on Twitter. Visit us
yes,
on Facebook. And buy a shirt from magictavern.annarbortees.com. Sponsored by Cards Against Humanity via the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
Thank you, Craig. I'm going to make a million with that on Pandora. The weird planet with all the blue cat people.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat.
Yeah.
Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.